one wind is rising, free and forgiven. Thankfully now, O God, praise we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ coming. Born of one Father, we are His children, joyfully now.
Mercy and love.
glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Glory to the Lord, God the Holy One. You alone are the Lord, the most high Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. And after Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came out from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
As you come here tonight to remember a great significant event in the life of Jesus, we just celebrated his birth, just celebrate all the beauty that Christmas brings to all of us year after year. But today we celebrate the beginning of his public life, where he went to a gathering place where his cousin John was holding court, having people coming to him and telling them about God. It was a momentous event, but yet I'm sure yesterday when we thought about what happened in Tucson, Arizona, a young congresswoman met in a shopping center to meet with her constituents. And unlike John the Baptist and Jesus' encounter, she was met with nothing but a hail of bullets. 16 people were cut down, murdered, and a score of others were wounded, including the congresswoman. So we see a parallel in this. Jesus came, anointed by John, to proclaim the good news that we all want to hear. And I'm sure in Tucson, as well in the rest of the country, and the rest of our lives, we too want to hear good news. We want to have peace come to our world, where our young people don't have to be going over and slaughtered in foreign lands. We want to have our jobs restored to us. We want to have future for our children. We want to be able to pay our bills. We want all these things. And that's what today's feast is all about. That's what John the Baptist was trying to tell his listeners. And then there's a transition. John's mission was over, and Jesus was just beginning. And he didn't want to do this. He didn't want to baptize Jesus. But Jesus prevailed upon him. Let it be done. This is the beginning. I'm sure if we read our scriptures, we find out that immediately after this, Jesus started gathering his followers, Andrew, Peter, James, John, Matthew, Thomas, all the disciples that saw what happened at the Jordan and wanted to come and hear about this guy. What did he have to say? And we all remember his first really encounter with everybody was when he went up on the mountaintop and gave that sermon, that beautiful sermon on the mountaintop about who he was, where he exclaimed that happy would be those who would be poor, who would be content and willing to share with what they had. Happy are those who would be grieving with other people, who would go out of their way to help others. He spoke about giving, sharing. He taught about mercy. He taught about peace. This is what his kingdom was all about. But he just didn't say it. Because after that was over, his sermon, he lived it. People saw more of what he did than what he said. And maybe that's where we're at. It's good for us to come to church, to recognize that we are Christians, participate in the sacraments, say our prayers. But I think today should be a recommitment for all of us to what we really stand for. Maybe that will take place in Tucson, but I'm sure the country is going to be scared over this. The politicians will be as scared to go out here in the public. We saw what happened almost 50 years ago when John Kennedy was shot down. His brother 5 years later, the leader of the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, stepped forward and was shot down. So we know the price that did we have in all this. After this story was over, today's gospel, we know what happened to John. He was arrested. He was beheaded. And we all know what happened to Jesus and his followers. They too were captured and put to death. So it's really a life and death struggle for all of us. And if we believe that there is something worthwhile here, something worth the message, something worth in us living it, well, let us go forward and do that. Let's be part of our mission. Because that's what baptism is all about. I believe all of us suffered or were encountered with our baptism, maybe recently, maybe long ago. But we're all part of this mission. We're all part of Jesus. We're all part of his willingness to save the world and all of us in it, to bring goodness where there's nothing but darkness. And that's what today's speech is all about.
Our prayer break gives us sing number 635, Come to the Water, number 635.
Thank you. For Christ is born of man. pianos, you know, snow is what, 2 inches lower or less. I use my backpack blower. I leave the shovel in the front, use the backpack blower. I gotta do all the walks around the house, the decks, the patio, everything.
I had to go and finish it today, and I get down. Yeah. Yeah.